Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. To begin, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? As excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'm sorry, quality of what?
Quality of life.
Quality of life is fine.
And good. In the scale? And in the scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
And how would you rate the quality of the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you rate them as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
Number two there, they've made repairs, but they need to be doing more.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Somewhat high.
Thank you. And as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the half-a-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
Yes.
Thank you. And then we have option two. Would you vote yes or no to renew half-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
Well, if we said yes on the first one, we got to say no on that one, yes.
So would that be a vote no?
That would be a no.
Thank you. And option three, would you vote yes or no to continue half-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds the city streets and road maintenance?
No.
Thank you. And next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth in this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we can trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
Would I agree or disagree? Is that the?
Yes.
Is that the, I would disagree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not a persuasive reason at all. The first
somewhat
one is
somewhat persuasive.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Well, the first one is, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago. A one-quarter cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repairs projects can be done.
I would agree with that.
Do you find this a very persuasive reason or somewhat persuasive reason?
Yes, very persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Very persuasive.
Then we have, by voting yes for the full one cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
I would find that very persuasive, yes.
Thank you. The next one is, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Now, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when the streets are torn up and replace the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 7 years old, can also be replaced.
That sounds pretty redundant, but we'll say somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current half-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety and walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Not very persuasive.
So we do have somewhat persuasive or not persuasive at all. How would you?
No, not persuasive at all.
Thank you. The next one is Glenwood Springs. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work on to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse or costs more.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is, the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. And the next one is, 100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Somewhat persuasive.
And the last one for this section is, a significant portion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you very much. Now, having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options as a review of the last section?
We're going to be redundant and review the one, the three quarter and the half now. We're going to go with the 1%. Please, hurry up, please.
Thank you. This is the last section. Now, option one, to renew half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for
all. I said yes to that.
Okay, thank you. Option two, to renew half-cent sales tax.
Option three, no. Option one, yes.
Okay, the option three was to continue the half-cent sales tax for 20 years. Okay, thank you. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money paid?
I would oppose.
Okay,
say no to that.
Now, what is your gender?
I'm a male.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
More than 30 years.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
That's stupid. Oh, my God.